Welcome to the Julie Tussey Show. We have a great show for you today. We're going to be talking about how to be a real Wonder Woman. We're launching the Sugar-Free Summer Challenge on the Julie Tussey Show, and we challenge you to join us.
Sugar-free summer. Sugar-free summer. Sugar-free summer challenge.
I can parallel park my Cadillac and stilettos with a baby on each hip, sipping my Starbucks and managing two companies all at the same time. I am an American woman. Need I say more? Pop the glampagne. The Lexington Music Award nominated Julie Tussey Band is now available for your events. For excellence, professionalism, and a stellar show, message them today on Facebook.com/ The Julie Tussey Band. The Julie Tussey Band, talent, entertainment, and professionalism.
Pop the glampagne. It's time for the Julie Tussey Show live guest, current events, scathing exposés. The original suburban bombshell, the big blonde baby, giving you the fastest, funniest, most informative 30 minutes of your life. And now, here's Julie Tussey.
Thank you so much. Oh, I'm so happy to be here with you today. I have a great show planned for you. Today we're going to talk about how to be a real Wonder Woman. I just went to see the show, the movie at the theater. Used to watch the show when I was a kid and just really liked Wonder Woman. But you know, I wanted to talk about how we as women are usually expected, I mean, truly expected, if not by others, by ourselves, to be a Wonder Woman and to be a Wonder Woman at all times. Well, in the movie, like, she is like so awesome. I mean, her hair is perfect. She's beautiful and flawless. I loved her headband. I want to get me one of those. The movie was really, really good. If you get a chance, go see it. She came from Amazon, women. I mean, who doesn't want to be like from Amazons, right? Who doesn't want to be from Amazons who are super strong, super skilled and talented and amazing? They're like ninja women. And she had the most awesome armbands. I mean, she could just fight off anything with her armbands. And then of all things, she has the lasso of truth. Who doesn't want one of those, right? I mean, what an awesome tool for raising kids. don't have to punish two at once because they won't tell the truth. So that would be awesome to have. But I got to thinking about how we as women, we feel that pressure and what we can do to not have to be a fake Wonder Woman, but to actually really be empowered to be a real Wonder Woman. Because you are a Wonder Woman, whether you realize it or not, whether it's your coworkers or people in your career, whether it's your family, your children, your husband, you are a Wonder Woman to somebody. And sometimes their expectations can be a little high. And sometimes yourself, your own expectations can be a little too high. And then you are left feeling like you're failing all the time. So in order to be a real woman, a real Wonder Woman, I put together a list of a few things that will help you to be strong and healthy and feel better and enable you to be everything that you want to be. You know, to be a real Wonder Woman, you have to take care of yourself. So the first point I want to talk about is eating more fruits and vegetables. Yes, yes, I know. Diet, diet, diet. Harping on diet. But you know, you are what you eat. And I don't know about you, But I actually struggle getting enough fruits and vegetables in my diet. Now, I love fruits and vegetables, but it's not something that just comes naturally to me. I would truly live on low-fat tortilla chips and salsa. That's what I would live on. Ask my husband. So I have to work, and I feel justified eating salsa. You know, onions and tomatoes and peppers, those are all really anti-cancer foods, and they're really, really healthy for you, and they're full of fiber, but it's just not enough. You know, that we're supposed to have 5 to 9 servings of fruit and vegetables a day. I like to stick to two servings of fruit, and then I do not count vegetables. I will eat as many vegetables in a day as I can schedule into my day or reach for. So take some time to add fruits and vegetables to your daily intake. I drink a protein shake with a little bit of a fat-free or low-fat Greek yogurt that's plain in my protein drink. So I've been adding fresh blueberries and fresh strawberries and things like that to my shake so that I can get a little bit more in. I even add raw baby spinach. If you put it in a bullet or a, is it a Vitamix? That's the big, I mean, the mama. She's the mother load of all blenders. Put it in there. You won't even notice. You will not even notice that you are having spinach. You can't even tell. It grinds it up so fine. It's wonderful. Let's see. Oh, yeah. The other thing that I do. It's really good to do a little bit of food prep, maybe on Sundays, Saturday or Sundays, depending when you have a little bit of time, and get your vegetables ready. Get a tray full of vegetables, a tray full of fruit, whatever you want to do, ready, and have them in the refrigerator. You know, sometimes it's worth a little bit of extra money to buy a veggie tray every week and just keep it in. And every time you eat, pull it out. When I cook breakfast, sometimes I will have like egg beaters and make little omelets in. I will cut up carrots and radishes and throw some spinach in there and mushrooms, and I'll put all that stuff in there. And when I cook it, I cook like twice as much or four times as much as I want for an omelet. That way it's already ready for me to throw into something. I love having the vegetable tray because I'll just grab it when I'm making soup, and I'll cut up fresh vegetables and put bags of frozen vegetables in my soups. I try to add and bulk up in vegetables everything that I can. I do keep a big bowl of fruit on the counter. I mean, buy what's in season. Like berries are in season right now in July, and buy extra and eat them for a couple of days and then freeze them. You don't have to do anything but wash them and put them in a Ziploc and freeze them. Some people like to freeze them in small packages that'll just like open it, pop it in your shake, in your bullet, and you're done. Really, really good to put them in things that you're baking and that kind of stuff. So definitely, definitely boost your fruits and vegetables. We're launching the Sugar-Free Summer Challenge on the Julie Tussey Show, and we challenge you to join us.
Sugar-free summer. Sugar-free summer. Sugar-free summer. Challenge.
The second thing I wrote down to talk about today is move your body. Oh, we hear this all the time, right? But you truly will feel better. You will feel like a real Wonder Woman if you work out regularly. I know that exercise is like a cuss word to many people. And I myself, it took a long time for me to enjoy exercise. I felt like I was too busy. It felt like I could be doing something else. It felt like, you know, is this really going to benefit me? But after a long time of exercising and then taking a couple years of not exercising, I could really feel the difference, and I did not feel good. I did not feel near as good mentally or emotionally. I did not feel as good physically. I did not feel as strong. Things started hurting that should not have been hurting at my young age. So I went and got a gym membership about a year ago, and I am really, really enjoying it. You know, when you exercise, I believe it's dopamine is released in your body and helps with serotonin. All I know is it's like the feel-good drug that is natural and healthy. And it's really important to take time for yourself. I do recommend, and I love strength training or resistance training. You know, a lot of women are afraid to lift weights and they're afraid to do those kinds of things because they think they're going to get bigger and bulkier. But if you ever look at a picture online of a 5-pound chunk of fat and a 5-pound chunk of muscle, I mean, the muscle is like, what, 1/8 or 1/5 the size of that. So when you begin to build your muscles, you know, it's very, very hard for a woman to get bulky muscle like bodybuilders. I know personally women that compete in bodybuilding and their bodies are beautiful. It's not a look that I want for myself, but it was their goal. But, you know, it took a lot of work and it took like probably special nutrition and restricted diets and hours in the gym. Well, honey, I don't have time for that, and I'm sure many of you that are listening do not either. But just to go down and do a little bit of strength training and then do a little bit of cardio is really, really healthy. And as your muscles get stronger, your body begins to look more compact. Although I did not lose any weight when I went to the gym, I actually, the side of my thighs got toned, my arms got more toned, my waist got smaller, and you know what? I don't care. I don't care if I have to weigh 500 pounds, but I look like I'm a size 9-10. I'm happy. But I love what it does for me mentally and emotionally. It makes you feel so good. You feel powerful. You can get that water out of the trunk by yourself. You know what I mean? So you just feel better about yourself. So move your body. Park further away from the store. Whatever it takes. Take the stairs instead of the elevator. But get some more movement in. You're gonna be thanking me for that. You're gonna thank me. The next one I want to talk about is get enough sleep. Whew. Yes, girl, I know. I know it's very, very hard to get enough sleep. I have been raising children for 30 years. I have an internal clock that thinks we have to get up for school, no matter if it's summer, no matter if I've been up till 3 o'clock in the morning, singing and performing the night before. It does not care. I am wide awake at 6 o'clock every morning. If I sleep till 7, it is like heaven. It's very rare, very, very rare for me. So as a result, I have got to work on my sleep schedule. You know, I have to take time, and I really encourage you to do this. Take time to get things settled down at night and to give yourself a sleeping pattern. Know how many hours of sleep a night you need to feel good. Recognize that and realize that. If I have 6 hours of sleep a night, I can function, but I am far more emotional. I cannot deal with stress. I cannot deal with the children as well. I cannot deal with the husband as well. I just all around do not feel great. I do not. I'm tired all day long. It's like treading water to try and do anything all day long. But if I can get 7 hours of sleep a night, I feel fantastic. And if I get 8 hours of sleep a night, oh, that is like the ultimate epitome of wonderful. For me, I just feel so much better. I'm so much more on my game. I'm happy. I'm healthy. I'm rambunctious. I'm adventurous. I just feel so much better if I get at least 7 hours sleep a night. Well, I know that about myself, and I know I'm going to be awake by 6. So I always try to be in my bed between 9 and 10. Usually it's closer to 10. And I'll check my social media real quick. And then I'll listen to a book until I get sleepy. I do not sit and communicate with other people at night. I don't do those things. If you have small children, give them a bedtime. Put them to bed at 8 o'clock at night at the latest. They need 12 hours of sleep. They need 12 hours of sleep all the way until they're like 20. So take that time, go take a bubble bath, be with your husband, have a glass of wine if you drink. do things for yourself and make sure that you set a stage every night to get plenty of sleep. You're gonna be so much happier with that. You're going to be happy with me. We're launching the Sugar-Free Summer Challenge on the Julie Tussey Show, and we challenge you to join us.
Sugar-free summer. Sugar-free summer. Sugar-free summer challenge.
I can parallel park my Cadillac and stilettos with a baby on each hip, sipping my Starbucks and managing two companies all at the same time. I am an American woman. Need I say more? Pop the glampagne.
Sugar-free summer.
So today on the Julie Tussey Show, we've been talking about how to be a real Wonder Woman. Woo! The movie was great, but let's get real. We are not from Amazons. We are not highly trained like ninja mothers. And we live in a real world. But you know, it just takes a little bit of self-care to really feel like you are a Wonder Woman. You have so much that you're doing, and you're an amazing person, and you have so much to offer. So why not be the best you that you can be? So we've already talked about eating more fruits and vegetables. Get live foods in your body. I did a show with Toscarino on clean eating. And she is amazing. Go back and find the podcast and listen to what Tosca teaches, because she teaches to buy the fruit that's in season, and that'll save you on your budget, and just kind of eat what's out there that's available to you. But I mean, reach for that and then have your Doritos. Reach for that and then have whatever your junk is. Eating fruit, a fantastic replacement for sugar. Sugar gives you an immediate high and a big crash. Fruit doesn't do that. It has natural sugar, and it is so much better for your body. Then we talked about moving your body. Get some exercise. Take the kids out for a walk. Take the dog for a walk. You know, walk around the store two or three times extra while you're in there. Go join a gym. Do whatever it is that makes you happy. Dance. I didn't talk about that. Oh my gosh. Turn the music on and get your babies around you if you have children at home. And if you don't, do it by yourself. And dance. And then, you know what? Everybody sleeps better because they got their energy out during the day. Now, the next thing I want to talk about is taking time for girl time. You need girl time. You need interaction with other women. You need to go out and have fun. You need to blow off some steam. It's really, really important that you take time for girl time. I'm really busy. We have a construction company that I help a little bit with now. I used to help all the time with it. I have the podcast, which now is doing so well that I have my own personal assistant, April. And then we also have the band, and I book the band and we go out and perform. So we have rehearsals. I'm really, really busy, but I still sell Premier Designs jewelry because I really enjoy being with women. And I knew that if I had something that I was sharing, and I love bling, I'm sure you'd love jewelry too, and the stuff's amazing. Go check it out at julietussey.mypremierdesigns.com. You can check it out. But I love the product, I love the bling, and I love that I have to schedule time with my girlfriends. My girlfriends love it. And so, you know, it makes me have girl time where otherwise I wouldn't. I'm with other wonderful women that aren't doing what I'm doing all the time. And I get to go and be with girls. You know, a lot of times there's stresses, there's situations in your life, you know. Life is stressful, but when you can go and talk to your girlfriends about it, it just seems to minimize it. You know, take a bad situation and make it funny, and it gets smaller in your life. But you need girl time. So call your girlfriends up and schedule a time out with them. Schedule a time to go out and dance, to go out and talk, to go watch a movie, go get massages, go get your nails done. Those things are really, really important, and you're going to feel a lot better for doing it. And the last thing on my list, it was an amazing list, was ask for help. Ask for help. I was in the hospital when I was 24 having my first set of twins. And I'll never forget this. A nurse came in to talk to me. She was probably like she was a social worker, but kind of like the help new mothers nurse. And I really liked her. And she said, Julie, I know you're a young mom, and I need to tell you something that I want you to really, really concentrate on and listen to. When you get home, ask for help. When people offer to help, take them up on it. And, you know, I thought about that, and it was such an inconceivable idea to me. I had never thought about that. I was not the kind of person that would ask for help. I was very self-sufficient. Busy from the time my feet hit the floor in the morning till night. I'm still that way. But I just never thought about it. Of course, having infant twins that were premature, I had no idea what I was in for. But it opened my mind to think about it. And, you know, when I got home and ladies started calling and asking, because I was part of a big church group, and women want to come and help. They want to be supportive, but they also want those babies, right? They want to hold those little teeny babies. Well, I was nursing twins around the clock. They were premature, had to eat a lot. So ladies would call and say, hey, can I help you with anything? And is there anything you need? And I began to let them help me. And if I got really desperate, the ones I was closer to, I would actually call them, because it was overwhelming to have brand new premature twins at home. And I've done it twice now. Y'all know that if you listen to the podcast, I have two sets of twins. And I'm so glad that I learned to ask for help. And you know, we as women need to stop thinking that we are going to be 100% self-sufficient, and we need to start being there for each other. I love this point, ask for help. I love it when one of my friends calls and says, hey, I'm really having trouble. Can you come and help me? It makes me feel so good about myself to go and help them and contribute. And, you know, if they don't want to do it, they'll tell you no, and they won't be offended, and you won't be offended. They'll be honest with you. But definitely ask for help. When I was working full-time for the construction company, and then I had the twins, when Gary and I had our set of twins, Jillian and Jordan, I remember that I was just so tired. I could not keep up with anything. And Gary said, you know what? You need help. And so he hired a housekeeper to come in and a nanny 4 days a week. Well, I worked 5 days a week. So it was really, really a help. But she helped clean the house. And what a difference that made in my life. Well, ever since then, most of our marriage, we've had a housekeeper. If you have the budget to hire a housekeeper or someone to come and do whatever it is that you need done that someone else can do for you, do it. Do it. It's such a valuable investment. It's changed my life, but it all leads back to that ask for help thing. In the old days, women in a family, or they were like sisters and grandmothers and mothers and aunts, they would all get together and they would go from house to house cleaning each other's house. And you know, the reason they did that is, number one, when you get a lot of women together, it's fun. Number two, when you get a lot of women cleaning, a lot gets done in a very short time. And number three, this is really, really important, why you might want to have someone else help you with your chores and help you clean your house. When you clean your house, you will see, oh, I see that reminder that I have to go to the doctor's office with Sally Sue, take her to the doctor. And you'll go grab your planner and you'll write it in. You'll see a bill and you'll be worried about the bill. And then you'll see this and you'll see that and you'll see this, and you get distracted and you cannot clean. Now, if your mother or your sister or your aunt or your best friend or your girlfriends come in and clean, when they see those kinds of things, they are not distracted. They are not distracted by those kinds of things. They'll put them in a pile and put them where you can find them later, and they will clean what they're cleaning, and it will get done. So, I mean, get a team together with your family and friends and clean each other's house once every quarter, or once, you know, twice a year or something, or once a week if you're all inclined to do that. But ask each other for help. Another thing that I do is I make sure that my children help me. From the time they were little, from 2 years old, I would put a basket in the living room and I would make them pick up their toys. Every night before we went to bed, they had the chore of picking up their toys. When they get a little older, they have other chores assigned. I think it's really, really important that you realize that doing everything for your children and not having them help you, not teaching them the satisfaction of having a job to do and accomplishing it, not teaching them how wonderful that feels and giving them that gratification, and not teaching them that when they do that, they get praise from you and it builds character in them. That's robbing them. They need to help you. I haven't had to do dishes unless I wanted to for years. The benefit, I guess, of having two sets of twins 11 and a half years apart. But I don't do the dishes, and we do crazy things like Toilet Tuesdays. You know, I still have a housekeeper come in, but I'll have her come every other week and I'll have the kids do their chores, whether she's coming or not. When I have my housekeeper come, I tell her, do not do thus and such. That is Jillian and Jordan's responsibility and they're going to do it. Well, they just turned 18. And it has not hurt them a bit. As a matter of fact, it builds character in them because one day they're going to own or rent their own place, their own home, and they're going to have to know how to take care of it. So start them out young. It makes them feel good. I remember being in the office and I had to, stamp books for Premiere or whatever I was doing at the time. And I would get a little stamp and a little pad of paper and I would sit them. I mean, they're little, like 4 or 5. And I would sit them down and I would let them stamp. And when they got older, they got to actually stamp the real book. But I get them and make them work along with me. I took them to the grocery store and I had a list and I taught them how to select foods. I taught them how to watch a budget when they're in the grocery store. Instead of always just giving your children everything and doing everything for them, it's wonderful. Now that they're 18, I'm like, I'm going to give you a list and you're going to go get me the things. Why do I have to do everything? You know, I'm like, I am your mother. It's time to give back. It's time to give back. But seriously, it's wonderful for them. It's wonderful for you. So ask for help. Well, I hope you've enjoyed this today. I have really enjoyed being with you. We have some great things coming up on the Julie Tussey Show. We've got some Spice Masters coming on. We got some Skinny Taste coming on. We got some Bill Mett coming on. So lots of things that we're lining up, and we'll tell you about those more in the future. But I wanted to tell you how much I appreciate you listening. Please share the program with your friends. This is Julie Tussey telling you, you only get one life. Live it to the fullest. I'm Julie Tussey, smart enough to be a blonde.
Sugar-free summer.
To join the Sugar-Free Summer Challenge with the Julie Tussey Show, please go to facebook.com/sugarfreesummer. And let's have a fit and fabulous summer together. There's nothing more powerful than love and acceptance. Find it in abundance here on the Julie Tussey Show. Want to feel amazing, strong, and healthy any time of the day or night? Go to Get Fit in Richmond, Kentucky. Open 24 hours a day with memberships as low as $14.99 a month. Fitness on your schedule. Get fit. We're launching the Sugar-Free Summer Challenge on the Julie Tussey Show, and we challenge you to join us.
Sugar-Free Summer. Sugar-Free Summer. Sugar-Free Summer Challenge.
If you'd like to be a guest on the Julie Tussey Show, email me at thejulietusseyshow@gmail.com. Connect with us on social media at facebook.com, The Julie Tussey Show, home of the original Suburban Bombshell. To join the Sugar-Free Summer Challenge, go to facebook.com/sugarfreesummer. For fantastic jewelry that is designer look with a fantastic price, go to julietussey.mypremierdesigns.com. That's julietussey.mypremierdesigns.com.
I can parallel park my Cadillac and stilettos with a baby on each hip, sipping my Starbucks and managing two companies all at the same time. I am an American woman. Need I say more? Pop the glam pain.
Sugar-free. Sugar-free summer.
I'm Julie Tussey, teaching you how to pull yourself up by your thigh-high bootstraps.
I can parallel park my Cadillac and stilettos with a baby on each hip, sipping my Starbucks and managing two companies all at the same time. I am an American woman. Need I say more? Pop the glampain.
If life is my oyster, darling, pass the hot sauce.
The Lexington Music Award-nominated Julie Tussey Band is now available for your events. For excellence, professionalism, and a stellar show, message them today on Facebook.com/ The Julie Tussey Band. The Julie Tussey Band, talent, entertainment, and professionalism by Tussey Music and Entertainment.